Module 2, the cloud. While the cloud has become a part of our everyday vocabulary, many people do not fully understand what it is or how it works. A working definition of the cloud, as well as its different uses, is essential for the success of its implementation. Anyone who works with the cloud should also be aware of different trends surrounding the process. With a clear understanding of the cloud, you will be able to make the best decisions for your customers and your business. Definition. There is no such thing as a physical cloud. In reality, it is a network of servers that are used to share, store, and track data. The information is on the different servers, which makes sharing easier and provides you with a backup if something should happen to your hard drive. There are different cloud services available, both public and private. Many companies choose the hybrid option, which combines cloud servers with internal data storage. The exact size of the cloud is not known, but there are some estimates that it is an exabyte or 1 billion gigabytes. History. The idea of the cloud began with early computers in the 1950s. During this time, computers were massive and expensive. The personal computer was a dream. Different users shared the computer at assigned times to access the same data. The idea of data sharing advanced in 1969. J.C.R. Licklider developed ARPANET, or the Advanced Research Projects Agency Network, before 1970, attempting to make information and programs available across the globe. With the growth of the Internet, Licklider's idea became more accessible. In the 1990s, the term cloud computing was coined by Ramnath Chalapa. The bandwidth was finally able to make sharing software and applications online possible. The cloud has continued to evolve to include the different models, which we will discuss later in the manual. Current uses. There are different uses for the cloud. The average users will use it with social media and other applications. For businesses, however, there are a few basic reasons why businesses will use the cloud. Other uses for the cloud include customer relationship management, e-commerce, and testing and developing software. The organization functions and needs will determine the uses of the cloud. Common uses. Storage. The cost of storage is much cheaper than maintaining on-site storage. Backup. Remote backup solves the problem of hard drive crashes and lost flash drives. Disaster recovery. The data is safe when the site is not. Planning. Analytics helps establish planning and growth. Trends. Like any other technological advancement, there are ever-changing developments and trends with the cloud. As of 2017, there are several noticeable trends in cloud computing. These trends may change over time, so pay attention to what is going on around you. Current trends. Users are implementing multiple cloud services. Hybrid use of public and private clouds are popular. Most organizations keep work in the cloud. There is an increase in IT centralization. Focus on the cost and wasted spending. Amazon Web Service, or AWS, is still leading, but its growth is flat. These are just a few common trends. There is more complex and in-depth information that you can examine if necessary. Case study. Cameron was not ready to use the cloud for his catering business. He did not trust using outside networks, and he believed he lacked the knowledge to use a private one. His manager, Samantha, urged him to reconsider. During storm season, a tornado damaged the main building. The computer system was damaged beyond repair, and Cameron lost most of his records. Even the outside drive was lost. Samantha managed to find some of the data, but the client list was lost.